You're listening to SBS News.
Researcher and journalist Vicky Chu withdrew from appearing in the media for the past year and a half due to what she calls harassing, targeting and intimidating by the Chinese government and its fanatic supporters. On Wednesday, Ms. Chu returned, making an appearance at La Trobe University in Melbourne, where she was to give a talk on China's human rights records. But once Ms. Chu began to talk, she was met with a case of déjà vu, as a man in the audience repeatedly questioned the legitimacy of her work. Ms. Chu recognised the man from a similar encounter at the Melbourne airport, where she claims he ambushed her, questioning her journalism on alleged human rights abuses in China.
I was participating in a public discussion on China, and especially China's human rights records, at La Trobe University. It was my public appearance in a year and a half. And the very reason that I haven't done a public appearance in a year and a half is because the pressure has been mounting.
Ms. Chu has worked extensively on researching China's so-called re-education of its Uyghur minority and is the lead author of the report Uyghurs for Sale, which condemns the alleged forced labour of Uyghurs. On the 17th of August, UN Special Rapporteur Tomoya Obakata released a report claiming to verify forced labour against Uyghurs in Xinjiang, China. Ms. Chu says the people criticising her work's aim is to scare universities from hosting people who call out the Chinese Communist Party. She says a worsening culture is dangerous for Australia's public discussion on China.
And it seems to me that their aim is to make institutions and universities fear such disruption and to make universities and platforms become too scared to invite journalists, researchers, analysts like myself. And I will add this. So because I was participating in this discussion at La Trobe, the university had to hire security specifically for this event.
Co-author of Uyghurs for Sale and senior fellow at the Australian Strategic Policy Institute, known as ASPI, James Leibold, was chairing the event and had to call security to ask the man to leave.
Vicky responded to the question, saying that she believed that question was a bad faith effort, and the fact that Robert had confronted her previously at Melbourne Airport, and he wouldn't take that as a sufficient response, and you know, became quite agitated and stood up and, you know, started to walk towards her in a I thought a pretty confronting way, and myself and Sophie McNeil from Human Rights Watch had to intervene, and we had to call a security guard in to have him removed from the room.
The man who interrupted Ms. Chu is Robert Barwick from the Australian Citizens Party, a political organisation that supports many CCP policies and receives around $2 million in undisclosed donations per year. Mr. Barwick denies harassing Ms. Chu and says his motivation was to see if she would take responsibility for the so-called consequences towards Uyghur employment in China. He also denies claims he ambushed her at the airport, claiming they met by chance. Mr. Barwick says the UN and ASPI don't have evidence of forced labour in Xinjiang.
And people are starting to note this about ASPI, to pump out a diatribe of claims against China that every time we look into those claims in detail, they are not backed up by real evidence. And it's not just the claims, it's the tone.
When asked if he'd contacted anyone from Australia's Uyghur community, Mr. Barwick said no. Rather, he said China had experienced Islamic terrorism and the CCP had to do something about it.
I can't connect to individual Uyghur Australians at all, but I can state something categorical. There has been a massive extremism problem in Xinjiang, a massive Muslim extremism problem that China had to address, because it resulted in a massive wave of terrorism.
Ramila Chanishev is the president of the Australian Uyghur Tangritar Women's Association and confirmed neither Mr. Barwick nor any critics of ASPI or Ms. Chu had contacted the Uyghur community in Australia to her knowledge. She asked them to talk to the community, as it's them who've had family members disappear.
It would be get in touch with us. You know, we're the Uyghurs. We're the ones who's got cousins and brothers and sisters who have disappeared into these concentration camps. We're the people who our family members, our countrymen, our relatives, we've lost complete connection with. And we are the ones who've got evidence that our sisters, our brothers are making all these products. So get in touch with the people who are really affected. Come and talk to the community. You know, find out exactly why are we talking? Why is Vicky Hsu and every other academic is speaking up on this topic?
Sophie McNeil from Human Rights Watch says Australia needs to be a safe haven for dissidents, critics and journalists, not only from the Chinese diaspora, but from other communities as well.
Human Rights Watch has, you know, written submissions to the government talking about the need to really step up efforts to protect diaspora communities, not just the Chinese diaspora, people who are critical of the CCP, but lots of different communities, the Cambodian community, Eritrean community, Saudi female asylum seekers. There are a whole bunch of people who, for whom Australia is now home, and we really need to protect them and keep them safe because it wasn't safe for them in their homelands.
This year, Australia and China marked their 50th anniversary of trade relations, a milestone that the Australian Uyghur Tangrata Women's Association says should not be celebrated but protested. Tom Kennedy, SBS News.